With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brought to you by JRR's Money for Nothing. The first of 12 opportunities for you to pick up $1,000 happens right after this segment.
Now remember, this is how it goes. We're going to give you a keyword. You're going to text it off to 200-200, but you have the entire hour to text it off. Then if your phone rings in about an hour, right, Lynch? Tell them what to do.
Yeah, if you see a 513 area code show up, that's where Price Headquarters is located. So if it's an unfamiliar number showing up shortly after you text, you might want to answer it. That would be our strong suggestion.
Got Gamble in studio now.
How Gamble you arriving at Gamble arriving after all of the flurry of craziness early in the show with the technical difficulties. We could have used your expertise earlier, Gamble.
I've only started hearing it. I think after this first idiotology, I'm going to really start getting to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know. It's comforting, Campbell.
Let's do this, boys.
Update on that pastor who was accused of, urinating on a sleeping woman during a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit. Remember that last week?
Now, he said that it was Ambien, didn't he?
The individual who did this said it was because of a sleep aid. However, it turns out that Will Graham, who is the executive director of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove and Associate Evangelist with the Billy Graham Evangelist Association, says it definitely wasn't him, who, and he has the proof. He wasn't on that flight. In fact, he was at a seminar at the time this flight was happening and the day this happened, and he has the video evidence to prove it. He goes, I don't know how it got out there that this is me, if this subject or this person looks like me or somebody's just trying to smear me. But he goes, trust me, it was a weird day.
Maybe stolen identity?
Or same? He could just have the same name.
Yeah.
I was going to say, remember where there was that doctor on the flight and he saved someone's life, and then people started saying that he was this like alleged like pedophile because there was another doctor with the same name who had done stuff like 5 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. And
go ahead, Bob.
If you have a famous name like Billy Graham, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem, though, is authorities still haven't released the name of the actual suspect who did this on the flight. So it's still, you know, still somewhat of a mystery. And I don't know why they would be holding this person's name back, but maybe there was something to it where it was a medical situation. And not that it's ever legit to do that to someone.
If it was stolen identity, though, and you're like, I got this televangelist record. I'm going to go have 15, you know, rum and cokes at the bar, couple Valium, and just get crazy. Everything I do, they'll put it on the religious society. Don't worry about it.
We got another airline-related crazy situation. This in at the Hanard International Airport in Doha. I guess this is Qatar Airways. Oh, man. This is just... they roll differently in certain countries. Multiple female passengers were removed from flights bound for Australia and several other countries after an abandoned fetus was found in a restroom at the airport in Doha.
Oh. So
they're trying to track down who might have been responsible for abandoning the baby in the bathroom after it was born. So they roll some ambulances out under the tarmac next to these flights are getting ready to depart and systematically have the women step inside the ambulance for a little check under the undercarriage, if you will.
Are you? It's the Middle East, though, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
How abandoned was it? Like, was it still alive? I guess, like, how recently was it abandoned?
It says abandoned fetus in the restroom at the airport.
Nothing more.
Premature.
Well, your imagination just starts to go wild with that one.
Put yourself in the position of one of these female passengers who, you know, is just ready to cruise home to wherever, you know.
Put yourself in the position of the janitor walking the restroom. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the ladies who are just trying to get a flight home, but somebody ditched a kid.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Oh, God. Oh. I'm the loser and the weeper. I'm sorry.
German police broke up a fetish party in Berlin, citing too little social distancing going on.
It's a fetish party.
Some of these stories just kind of write themselves here. Yeah, it's
and you can't share a gag ball because of COVID.
Unless they all got tested recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Just go down the list of fetishes that pop up from time to time. We're talking the common ones. They all involve, contact for the most part.
You can still suck a toe. I don't think sucking a toe is going to get you COVID, is it?
Who knows?
Nah, I highly doubt it. They say you got to be breathed on.
Wait, hold on a second. What is this from the CDC this morning?
Toe sucking causes COVID.
It's something new from them every day.
Hey, toe suckers.
Oh, my God. What else we got? Oh, check this out. A fire chief in Texas, in San Antonio, he's having disciplinary action review taken up with him after photos surfaced of him eating sushi displayed on a naked woman.
That's legit in restaurants.
There's no law being broken here, no, but when you're in a position, high-profile position like that, you've got contracts that have morals, clauses, and whatnot.
Dude, they do calendars. Okay, now keep in mind, our firemen and women and medics, we give you the highest praises just like we do the good cops, right?
Sure.
But they do calendars in suspenders. And you're telling me, okay, they're in a high position, right? You're telling me that Japanese businessman's not in a high position that's always eating the sushi off the little lady?
I'm not judging, dude.
I think I stumped him, Gamble. I think I stumped him.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. He's got into this, and that is the argument, that he hasn't done anything illegal. Just enjoying a little nude sushi.
Sushi off Susie. It's all right.
If you wanted to be safe, you just eat the sushi on the tummy or the shoulder, something that isn't going to
be sexual.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Uncover her.
Now, maybe you could get COVID from that if you can get it from sucking a toe.
You'd like to win $1,000. There's no toe sucking involved, just a little thumb tapping. Text out the word that we're about to give you to 200-200 sometime before 8 o'clock. One time, please do not text and drive.
And remember the big trick. It's Monday morning, the first word of the day, so a lot of people they don't have their senses with them yet. But
still
you
that
do.
Weekend haze, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have the funk with you, so get to text in 200-200.
All right, here you go. Good luck.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.